Just in response to that, Jan, it's already in the commentary. The commentary on Article 1 of the UN model was changed many, many years ago to have a comprehensive discussion of treaty abuse. And one of the conclusions that is in that commentary is that even if you don't have a specific anti-abuse provision or a general anti-abuse provision in your treaty, you should not allow abusive arrangements. And it has a guideline as to what is an abusive arrangement, which, strangely enough, looks very much like the PPT. And that is derived from international public law. So a developing country that doesn't have a PPT in its rule, and I think that's very clear in BEPS Action 6, which was the precursor of the MLI provision that you referred to, it's very clear that doesn't mean that you can do abuse of treaties, because under international public law, you cannot get the benefits of a treaty with abusive arrangements. And there is a guideline that describes it in words that are very similar to that of the PPT. So the PPT for me has never changed anything. It's just a codification of a principle that already existed.